Hey, what's up? This is Martha Diestob, owner of MDMC Entertainment. I apologize. It's been a month since my last show, but as you guys know, MDMC has just kind of flourished and has taken off, and we have other priorities at the moment. But I always make it just, I have to give it up to you because, you know, I appreciate everyone watching. And so when I come back, I want to come back with a great guest. And today I have a great one. He is the promoter of the brand new, this is the first time show, Mountaineer Comic Con. He's been hyping this for 2 years. I'm so excited to sit down with him because his con is in a week and he is super busy. So we're going to make this quick. Please welcome Comic Con promoter Dave Palvey. What is going on, Dave?
Hey, what's going on?
How are you? How's the calm before the storm?
It is very stressful, chaotic. Just don't want to, you know, upset anything.
You're not going to. I was actually thinking about this yesterday. I don't know why, but several years ago, I remember I was having, I met up with Blake Foster in Hollywood, near the Hollywood Walk of Fame. We ended up going to Dave and Buster's or something. And I was telling him about this problem I had. And he was like, oh, hit up Dave. Here's his number. And I was like, all right. And so this is the first time I actually met you a couple of years ago. You helped me out of a jam. Myself and Roger out of a jam. And ever since then, you know, I've been watching your journey. You know, you created a ton of props and helmets. And then all of a sudden, here is Mountaineer Comic Con. I'm like, whoa, Dave's going to do it? That's insane. And ever since then, I've just been watching your journey and I've just been seeing this. It's like a snowball. It's just getting bigger and bigger. And now the weekend is upon us. I feel like I've been watching this for a while now and it's here. How do you feel?
I am stressed out. my wife will not watch this. It's not, she just doesn't have the link. I'm freaking out on the inside.
Okay.
Like actually, you said, 2 years and it's here and I'm not even ready for it.
I bet. I mean, how did this start? Because, you know, from what I remember, I think you had a booth at conventions and like you were just doing props. Like, what made you take this leap from vendor to promoter?
So it was always a goal to have my own convention. Going into the prop world, as you said, I did vending and I was always open with Mikey at Ranger Stop, and he was very, very helpful, and he still is. I'll hit him up from time to time still and ask him questions. But I told him, like, hey, this is my goal. I want to come to you and I just want to get experience from what it is to see a show run. I've mm-hmm. attended them. I've always had to travel. So being able to have one closer to home is amazing to not only myself, obviously, but everybody around here. Where it is hours away from any major convention. So that's always been the goal, is to have a convention for people in my area. That way they don't have to travel hours away or get a flight to go to a convention.
Yeah. I think that's because I played around with that idea too, because I'm originally from New Mexico, you know, and, you know, we do have Albuquerque Comic Con. I live here in California, obviously, and I've looked at the market and and co-CEO says we could totally do a convention in our hometown and it'll be successful. And I'm looking around like, is it though? Like, you know, and you start thinking of cost, you start thinking about building rent, you start thinking about vendors. You're like, are there any vendors here that would do this? You start thinking about, okay, talent, how do we get talent? And it's just thinking of it made me anxious. And I was like, we're not thinking about this. I'm not doing this. So props to you, because that is scary. That is such a scary business endeavor to take on.
It is. And I have gone bigger than I wanted to, mm-hmm. but it got to the point with the pandemic.
Yeah.
I had to, because I knew everything was going to be rescheduled around the dates that I had. As mentioned, people travel for these things. Mm-hmm. And to establish the type of show that I wanted and be able to bring not only attendees, but more importantly, the vendors, because the vendors are always the backbone of any convention. Just had to, you know, said, hey, we're over here. You know, we've been here. We've set this date. They're there. Just, but it's coming.
So you actually put out an interesting stat the other day of how many people are flying in to see the show. And I forgot how many states it was. Can you refresh my memory?
That was probably about a month and a half ago. Mm-hmm. As of, it was August 1st, I believe, or August something. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Anyways, at that time, there were 37 states.
Wow. And
two provinces. Mm-hmm. So we have people, there's somebody coming in from Hawaii to the show. Washington State, California, Maine, Montreal, Toronto. I mean, it is insane that this convention is drawing that many people in.
Yeah.
And I've never seen the demographics of where people come from. I know people travel for these things, but to be seeing the major stars that they're going to see, but just to actually see all the zip codes come across a spreadsheet, plug it in on a map, I was astonished. I mean, that's one thing I'd show my wife, because she's, you know, in the background, like biting her nails, all panicky. Like, this is amazing. This show is drawing in people from all over the region, all over the country and Canada.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah. You kind of gave me a little bit of a tidbit yesterday. You said you've been doing a lot of just Facebook advertising, and you know, you've really invested in this. Like, it's the hard work can be seen.
I've went to other conventions to advertise. Not all conventions will accept exhibitors for other conventions advertising other shows, but I went to the owner of Lexington Comic Con is nationally known. Lexington is a huge show. They just had it last weekend.
Yeah. Jared's great people.
Yeah. Jared is an amazing person. Yeah. He has another show, Huntington Toy and Comic Show in Southern West Virginia, which is 3 hours away from where we are. Local in Comic Con standards, but went down there, and that show had people from everywhere, the vendors, and these vendors are, I'm going around talking to, and they're telling me, like, yeah, we've heard of that. We've heard the show, and it looked like it's going great. I'm like, and I ask, how's it going? Like, or how'd you hear about it? Oh, we saw it on Facebook. I'm like, thank you.
Yeah.
Facebook is paying off. And just to be like, I went on, and I have different categories. I'm advertising vendor spaces with this category, ticket sales for this category, everything. And Facebook has been the only reason why there's so many people responding to these ads and these posts. It's insane.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah, no, Facebook, and you know, I actually do, you know, we are a marketing agency. We do have to stay on top of the trends and stuff. And one of the things that I have seen is, you know, a lot of people are migrating to Instagram, but marketers are still using Facebook as the number one source of advertising. And then it's Instagram, which makes sense because they're both owned by the same thing. But it's Facebook, and if you have, and then people out there that have never done ads on this, Facebook is down to the wire as to how specific do you want to target people. And that's one thing I love about Facebook advertising is that, yes, I've worked with people that throw in $500 a day, and sometimes they hemorrhage money because they're not converting. But in some cases, the targeting is spot on, and especially if you're going to do an event. And two years ago, same thing happened with a Comic-Con promoter. He said, he came to me and said, look, I'm boosting Facebook posts, but it's not working. And I said, you're doing it the wrong way. You have to go into the back end and start building it that way. He's like, what? Yeah. And that turned his show around. Like, he was like, you literally gave me the pearl. And so, so some people find it on their own, some people don't. And let me tell you, it's turned shows around because they've done it. So
it's all about the algorithms too. You've got to understand what the algorithms are doing. Being able to see the early on, because I made the same mistake, the early on numbers, the clicks to the links and where these views are and hits are coming from, you want to go to a specific crowd. So if you're paying to have people 55 and over see this thing and you get back and only 5% of your links were clicked by 55 and over, well, spend that money elsewhere with the younger crowd that may be more your demographic for this. And Facebook, with their business suite, it's, if you know how to work it, you can be spot on target with everything that you want to add for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome. So the guest list is stacked. Like, I am so jealous. Like, I told you this yesterday. When we saw this convention coming through, and I, you know, like I said, I kept an eye on it. I'm like, let's see what Dave does. And I'm sitting here rooting you on, and I'm like, yo, this person's coming, this person's coming. And I actually told the co-CEO, I said, we should get a booth and go there. And unfortunately, it fell the same weekend as LAX Fan Fest, and we already have like prior commitments with those guys, and we kind of couldn't get out of it. I was like, ah, shit. And I was like, damn, I really wanted to go. So I'm bummed we're going to miss it. But after you've planned all this and done all this, I guess maybe next weekend I could probably ask you this, but is there going to be a second show, do you think?
Everything is beginning to look like there is going to be a second show. It comes down, it always has, will come down to the bottom dollar.
Yep.
Starting a business, everybody knows, with the proper business mind, you're going to lose money the first time around.
Yep.
Go back. I've been doing this for 2 years, 20 months at this point. Mm-hmm. And all of 2020, all the money that I put into it, I know that I'm never going to get that money back. It's advertising, it's print ads, it's buying all the TVs, the stands, the banners, everything that I need to spruce up the place. I'm never going to get it back. I'll have that. Those supplies, I'll have that stock and equipment to use, but to show money at the end, I don't believe it's going to happen. I have a number in mind to where if I walk away and basically if I don't owe somebody an entire house,
no,
that's my wife's biggest fear is that we're going to walk away. This weekend is going to be a complete flop. And I just owe so much money. Mm-hmm. So if I walk away and I only show $1 in my pocket after next weekend, it was a success.
Mm-hmm.
And we will have a second year. And I've already spoken with the venue. They are actually doubling their size. I was just there a few hours ago. Wow. And we've already talked 2022, and all goals are to have a second year, and we'll see how this next weekend goes.
Awesome, that's so cool. How hard was it to get talent? I think again, this is a really star-studded lineup, and most people are weary getting into a new show. I mean, you got a lot of star power. How'd you do that?
Well, I'm long-winded, so this will be a little longer one than previous. So we have mutual friends in the Power Ranger community. Mm-hmm. We know people. Those people know people. Basically, what it came down to is I would go to just ask, hey, do you know who this person connects out of? Do you know this person? Then somebody just said, get IMDb Pro. And they have contacts on there. Yep. I would reach out to people on IMDb Pro, their contact information, and just say, like, because not everybody has a personal appearance manager listed on their profile, and just email somebody, hey, what is the proper contact for this? Mm-hmm. But I would get pushed around here, pushed around there. But you're absolutely right on the fact that there's not a lot of people that want to do first time shows. And what I did was, there are shows around the area, nothing to this magnitude. So when I say area, like, Morgantown is north central West Virginia. It's right under Pennsylvania, the southwest corner of PA, to where it's an hour and a half away from Pittsburgh. It's an hour to an hour and a half away from Hagerstown, Maryland, 3 hours from Harrisburg, 3 hours from Huntington. They all have shows. Mm-hmm. And they're comparable in size. And so I've befriended other promoters, owners of conventions, and just I pick their brain. And they're, I'm very grateful that they're willing. And I open up with, I am doing this. If you don't want to give me information, I understand, but mm-hmm. I am not competing against you. I'm not going up against you. And they're fine with it. They open up and they tell me, you know, my show does in 2 day weekend, 9,000 people. My mm-hmm. show does this, my show does that. And so with all the numbers, how long they've had their show going and how close we are to this and that, I basically came up and I had a script. I'd basically copy and paste for those who would question. And mm-hmm. being that this is a first time show, there's 35,000 to 40,000 WVU students. I'm 10 minutes away from campus. I am an hour and a half away from Pittsburgh, who has a convention 3 times a year with Steel City Con, and they pull in 20,000 people over a 3 day weekend.
Uh huh.
And this is what I'm doing. My goal is to have this many people. I have Michael Rosenbaum of Smallville as the headliner. Yep. Mm-hmm. And then they just, okay, yeah, no, that sounds good. Sounds like you got mm-hmm. everything going on. And I've heard people like, listen, you have probably the best detailed information about a show. And we definitely would be interested in having, you know, this person there, that person there.
Mm-hmm.
So I did a lot of work while, you know, trying to get people on. And then once you say you have a show, they come to you on Facebook.
Yeah.
You know, they'll find you and they will pester you and say, hey, great for your show and this and that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sometimes you just have to, you know, just grin and bear with it. But not shove people away. You always will need somebody from some, yeah. you know, people who they have, and, you know, we'll get to them. But I have a picture in mind for this first show, and it's what I've put up so far.
Yeah. It's this whole world, the Comic-Con world, the agent world, they're so ruthless. And like, I've seen it firsthand.
Yeah.
Several occasions for other things. And like, you know, I've put in money into signings and things like that. And it's always so scary when there's several grand on the table and you gotta make sure it comes through. And,
yeah,
that's extremely stressful, but you've done all the right things. You've never tried to like one up somebody, you know, you did all the networking, you've laid it out, you've played fair. And I think that is, probably one of the most noble things most promoters could do, because there's a lot of shady promoters out there that just won't. They're like, nope, don't even touch that. Don't come near me. Don't talk to me. So you've laid out everything perfectly. And I think that's what's made you such a strong ally in this, you know, in the Comic-Con world, because now they can come to you and be like, hey, you know, I need help promoting this for my next show, or, you know, or they'll invite you to have a table. You know, sometimes you get a discounted rate or something.
Yeah.
You've done it all well.
I've gone as far as, he may be watching it, but promoter for Smoky Mountain Fan Fest. You know, we've communicated, we probably once a week. His show was in late July, early August of this past year.
Yeah.
Just said, hey, I was upright, just honest with them. Hey, it's coming up. I'm, you know, 2 months away from the show, 6 weeks away from the show. Is there any chance that you could give me your vendor supply email list? And if
that's cool,
anybody, hey, if you don't want to, that's fine. I understand, mm-hmm. but I would appreciate it if I can email your vendors and say, hey, I'm up here. You guys are only 5.5 hours away. We've got a big show. And he was, yeah, let me work on it and I'll get it out to you. You know, being able to work together in conventions is an amazing thing. And mm-hmm. I do hear a lot about not only promoters, there are a lot of agents that are nasty. They just, yep. I haven't worked with any of them. I know that they're out there. I hear horror stories from both sides and there's just a common denominator there. And you can decipher what really happened with some people that don't like each other in this world. And sadly, but I'm here to work with other people and it hopefully in 5-10 years, somebody will come to me and, hey, what did you do? And I'll gladly help them.
Mm-hmm. So Dave, I know now you've gone into this entrepreneurial world for the past 2 years now. What did you do prior to that? What was your full-time gig before you decided to do this? Or you still have that full-time gig?
I'm still there. I took 6 hours of PTO today to do my final walkthrough at the venue this morning, meet mm-hmm. up at the hotel, and come here today.
Yeah.
I am a transportation coordinator for medical facilities in southwestern Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. So I make sure that the frail and elderly who are unable to transport themselves get to their any medical facility that they need to get to.
Okay. So what types of, besides talking to people that have been in this world already and getting that advice from there, did you do anything else, like specific training or anything to, like, did you read a couple books or something to figure out how to do all this, to get these business ideas, to prepare yourself? Because you literally now have stepped into the entrepreneur world. And at this rate, this may be your full-time gig after a while. Did you do anything else to, like, prepare mentally for this?
Well, I was raised in an entrepreneurial family. That's hard mm-hmm. to say. Entrepreneurial. Yeah. I give up. So there I go. My parents own multiple businesses. They weren't and aren't rich by any standards. They own their own business. They work for themselves. They got by. They owned houses. They rented out. They had a restaurant. They had a teenage dance club to where that's, I started DJing there and I DJed for 23, 24 years. Just so many different things. I have been blessed with the desire to be my own boss. I don't like taking idiotic orders from people that don't know what they're doing. And I hope my boss doesn't see this because he's not one of those.
No.
But I want to work for myself. I want to control my own destiny. I don't want my career to be in other people's hands. And I've picked up a lot of stuff along the way. And I have a lot of friends that do have their own businesses as well. And I've gone to them for tips. Like I mentioned, Mikey with mm-hmm. Ranger Stop. I've got a friend who I'd go to. He's got a large company in the area as well. And just, hey, you know, who do you know in this and who do you know in that? Cause, like, where can I talk to people? And so it's just, you know, trial yep. by error and here we come.
Well, you got this, Dave. I'm so excited to see what's going to happen here. Like I say, I've been watching this for a while. I'm just like, you got this, you know, I just can't believe it. It's here. And I remember seeing it for the first time. I'm like, man, 2 years? You got to wait 2 years for this. And then COVID happened. And then it was like another year. And I'm like, 3 years? I got to wait 3 years to see this happen. So it's like the most anticipated thing I've been dying to see.
I lucked out with the COVID. Well, not quite lucked out at this, yeah. this point. We have had a rise in cases in the area, and I've had to take steps to update precautions and add some things into the venue and at guest tables and things like that, just to keep everybody safe. Right. But the December 2019, I filed my LLC. Mm-hmm. January of 2020, I got all the paperwork. I started advertising. I got my logo set up, mm-hmm. and just slowly but surely, everything was coming together. And then this pandemic hit, and yeah, everything got opened up, and now it looks like we're very close to having to shut down again. But luckily, you know, we're still at the point where everybody, hopefully, in this last year, has common sense, and with precautions that we're taking now, it won't affect anybody.
So have you seen any like pushback from fans or like, oh, I don't want to go, because now you're requiring masks to be in, correct?
We're not requiring masks. We are highly recommending, because I'm a firm believer that if there's not a mask mandate, that it's not my right to mandate these masks. And I spoke with the venue this morning. The venue is not requiring anything within their facility. I'm just leasing the place for 5 days. And I told them what my plan was. And it's just going to come down to the fact that these fans that are coming to meet these people, these celebrities, some of them are going to have masks when they walk up to these celebrities, because they are working. As you know, working mm-hmm. in Hollywood now, you have all these guidelines, especially in LA County. That's why I've had so many cancellations. People who are working, they're not allowed to leave to go to these conventions.
Yeah.
I won't say who, but I'm still waiting on somebody who's working in Georgia to let me know that they're good for next weekend. Mm-hmm. So I still may get another cancellation. But
yeah,
there is a lot of pushback. People wanting refunds, like this is what it is. Mm-hmm. If I give you a refund, I have to give this person a refund. And after the show, I'm going to have a statement saying if you decided not to come to the show because of you weren't happy with the precautions being taken or not, you didn't feel safe, your ticket will be good for next year.
Wow.
So, You just can't, because if you buy tickets to a concert last year, I was at an eye doctor appointment. I didn't know if I was going to have surgery that day or anything. My wife purchased Impractical Jokers tickets for that following May. So yeah. December 18th, 2019, she buys two tickets for a May show. Pandemic comes. Okay. Yeah. It postponed five times. We've had these tickets and the show isn't until now, April of 2022. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to them and asking for a refund. They're not going to give me a refund.
Right.
You just can't. I mean, if you give a refund to every single person, you basically destroy the entire establishment.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
They're going to get to come in, whether it's this year or next year. And hopefully they'll, come to terms, and they will come in this year.
I think that's the thing, is that a lot of fans don't understand, unless you're like Reed Pop, most of these shows have grassroots roots that go to it. This is not backed by a big, corporation. And so a lot of people just tend to think they can just do what they want. And unfortunately, as business owners, we do have a bottom line and we can't afford to lose our money. You have to stay in the positive. You'll know at the end of the year, you'll have to produce a profit, a P&L at the end of the day to your CPA. And yeah. It better be more profit than loss,
Well, luckily, I can write off losses for a few years.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
hopefully it's not that much of a loss, though.
Yeah. I mean, I learned a lot my first time filing. I'm like, I took a trip. Here's this. I'm like, here, write it off. Yeah. Write off all this stuff that I lost money on. And they're like, okay, that's fine. Because it was a business expense, you'll get it. But yeah, I think it's just I just wish fans themselves would understand, like, this is not easy. This is not it's not cheap. You know, everything you're leasing a building for 5 days. You know how much that costs? You know, especially in that area, like, you know, people.
Yep. You know, a lot of money, and people don't understand that. That's like you said, it's not a small, or it's not a large business. There are convention businesses out there, and that's all they do. But this is just, you know, I'm going to call it a mom and pop operation. Yeah. And there's some times that I want to be on the business account on Facebook or Instagram and just tell people that are complaining, saying, just be happy that there's a show in town.
Right.
You know, otherwise, what are you going to have? You have to drive hours to get anywhere to meet these people. Mm-hmm. But, you know, trying to be the professional. Well, I'm sorry you're not happy, or just don't respond. And I'm at the point now, I'm so busy, I don't respond to messages or comments.
No, you got things to do at this point. You know, there's I get it. I manage a lot of accounts for a lot of businesses, and I see complaint, and most of my companies that are clients are all either, you know, small businesses. I have a couple that are large, but you know, a lot of people complain about stupid things. Stop complaining, guys. It's COVID. We're still in this pandemic. There's a show. Enjoy, you know?
Yeah. And that's, I've worked with the Convention Bureau, who ended up being the event sponsor. They ask, you know, what is your goal? Well, hopefully within a couple of years that this is going to be an annual thing. And going back to the amount of people that I'm bringing into the area, this is benefiting everybody. Their hotels, restaurants, even you're on my personal account for Facebook. If people with a little side hustle, you know, if you want to sell your paparazzi jewelry, come on out. If you want to sell your Scentsy, come on out. Mm-hmm. An event like this can help everybody. You have something to do that weekend. You have a small business, you know, you're bringing the extra money in. You get to see people that you would never see before in West Virginia. I mean, it's going to help everybody in one way or another. And that's the goal. I'd like this to be my career here soon. Once everything gets off and rolls with it. And I have other plans. I have trademarked multiple other convention names for the region, and, you know, we'll see where those go.
That's exciting.
But, I have plans, and it benefits me, but it's going to benefit everybody.
Yeah, it is. I have nothing but faith in you. You have done so much, and I have been, like I said, I've been watching on the low, you know, and I try to like everything I possibly can. And you've done well in this show. I am expecting nothing but success next weekend and all the other things that you have planned, because you have all the right people in your corner to make it happen. So I applaud you. I wish I could be there. I really was planning. It's on my calendar. I'll just send you a screenshot. Like, it's there. I wish I could be there. So hopefully I'll be there next year.
Hopefully there will be a next year.
Yeah, there will be. There will be.
There will be.
All right.
I got to be positive and negative. I got to be both, you know, the devil and the angel on the shoulder. So,
But it's going to be fine. If you need help pushing any content, you just let us know. We'll help you out as much as we can.
Thank you very much.
But yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to let you go, because this is literally 1 week away from showtime, and I know you have a lot to do. Yeah. I want to thank you so much for taking the time to sit with me today. And I just wish you nothing but the best and lots of success.
Thank you very much.
All right, Dave, where can they find you and your show on social media?
So facebook.com/MountaineerComicCon. Instagram is Mountaineer Comic Con. Twitter is not used very often. Twitter, it's annoying.
But yeah, me too.
Mountaineer Con. We're all replaced. MountaineerComicCon.com for tickets and everything that you need. There's still vendor space. If anybody's watching this, that's is a vendor. Come on.
Okay. Are you going to have merch available through your website, or is that just specifically at the show?
Not this year. I had a lot of people asking for different the shirts, the even mailing autographs and stuff like that. It's just too much to take on for the first year. Next year we'll have a merch booth, some little swag area. So nothing right now.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time, Dave. Good luck, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, guys, everybody. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe, and we'll see you in the next show. Sorry, things are busy on this end. I don't know when the next show is, but, you know, enjoy. See you later. Bye. And